Good morning, Andrew. And look, I must apologise for last Monday.
Nah.
Andrew, I was stuck in traffic.
Yeah,
and
you were.
We don't like to touch the telephone when we're stuck in traffic.
No, mate. Look, all good, all understood, all fine. Now, the news today, I guess the big news, 19th century laws making abortion illegal in Queensland have been scrapped, and that is one of the state's biggest legislative reforms of recent times. You would think it went, 51-41 or 50-41, something like that?
50-41, Andrew. Yep. And this bill overturns a bill that was first put to the English Parliament in 1865.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was what we call today copy and pasted in 1899 to Queensland.
Mm.
And there was a few changes over the years, but nothing major. This is about a health issue, Andrew. This is about a woman's health issue. We're not making abortions compulsory.
No.
In fact, all the evidence shows that this legislation was brought into Victoria and abortions dropped in through because there's counselling services available now. There's a peerage before, you know, so before women make the decision, and they've got expert help. But ultimately, it's a decision. This is a health decision for women, and this is their decision that the woman, the partner, and their medical practitioner have to make, and that's the way I've looked upon it, and I've always looked upon as a health issue. And some of the lies that were told and were quite absolutely disgraceful about the bill. And you sit there, like yesterday, we were listening, you know, that babies could be aborted at 33 weeks was absolutely rubbish.
No, it's 22 weeks. We know that.
And 22 weeks, but Andrew, that was what the doctors recommended because after the 20-week scan, and you know, all the terminations that happen after 22 weeks are all done by doctors on their advices because there's a medical problem with the baby, with the fetus.
Okay,
right? So that's why that was put in at the behest of the medical profession. So after that 20-week scan, they could find out if there was major issues.
Okay, mate. As we know, look, it's one of those things that it's both emotive and divisive, and everybody on both sides of politics has varying views on that. We respect those views. What's done is done now. That is passed. That is the law, and that's what we will abide by.
And that's correct, Andrew. And now it's a good law, and there's a lot of safeguards put in place. I went through this. You know, it was an easy decision by me. I've the last 3 months I've been consulting me. I've been talking to medical practitioners. I've been talking to both sides to come to my conclusion. And at the end, my belief was that it is a solely a health issue, and that's where it should be. It shouldn't be in the criminal code. It should be a health issue determined by the medical practitioner, the woman involved, and her partner or family, and that was the decision I took, and I stand by that decision.
Sure.
I know some people aren't going to be happy with it, but whatever decision you make in Parliament, there's always going to be people who are happy and some people who aren't happy with the decision you make, Andrew.
Well, what I liked about it, Bruce, was it was a conscience vote, so anybody from either side of politics could vote the way they wanted to. You didn't have to toe the party line on this one.
And that's correct, Andrew. And some of the lies that were told that we were stood over. Now, people who know me and have known me for a long time know that pretty hard to stand over me. You know, I'm not a person that is a wilting flower, and you know, some of the lies that were told that we were stood over and were told you had to vote this way, that is a load of garbage. In fact, there was no stand over, it was a conscience vote, and anyone who understands inside a political party, once you the caucus says it's a conscious vote, there's no stand over. We were left alone to make our own decisions. In fact, you know, as I said, I spoke to both sides of the debate. I spoke to people for and against it, and I made my decision up by myself without any interference from the Premier, the Deputy Premier, or anyone in the party. It was my decision, and I'll wear that decision, Andrew.
Okay, Bruce. Let's move on, mate. Locally, a big news announcement last week too, with a bit of cash flowing in.
Oh, that was a great announcement, and this is what we're doing in the Mirrabooka electorate with working with Hine and the state development with this new expansion of the factory at the Mirrabooka Industrial Estate. 42 full-time jobs, Andrew. This is part of the government with Cameron Dick as the manufacturing minister. We're getting on with the job. We're delivering. That's extra jobs for Mirrabooka. I've got a meeting lined up tomorrow with people about talking about another factory coming to the Moonabilla estate, which will create more work and full-time jobs in the Maribor electorate, particularly Maribor City. These things are happening all the time. And this is what we're doing, especially with Cameron Dick as the manufacturing minister. We're now talking to people to come to Queensland. And one thing I will say about the minister is he's very keen on getting some of this expansion done in regional Queensland, particularly places like Maribor, which is highway access, close to Brisbane. You know, great schools. We've got everything. It's fantastic to live in Maribor City, and that's what he's selling to a lot of people. Come to Maribor, open up factories here. We've got the workforce, we've got the land, we've got everything there, and it's a great place to raise your children.
Okay, mate. How far away is that money expected to land?
Oh, it's landed.
Oh, it's landed already. Cool.
It's landed there.
The Eagle has landed. Good.
It's landed, Andrew. Hine and State Development, and you know, we've been sitting on this for quite a few months, working in the background with Hine, which are good corporate citizens in Maribor, as you know, and we've been working very hard, like we have done with Downer. And our next project now is we're working hard to get water for MSF. That's something I've been having meetings with. I've got the Mayor and the Deputy Mayor here today in Parliament House. We're talking to the Environment Minister about the dredging of the river. We're talking about bus services. We're talking about a range of things that affect the Fraser Coast and particularly the Maribor electorate today. So we've got a full schedule lined up with ministers, with the Mayor and the Deputy Mayor to put the case forward for state government funding for various projects throughout the region.
Okay, mate, we're out of time. Bruce, sorry about that, mate. That went quick.
No trouble, Andrew, and I'll catch you Monday week.
You will indeed, mate. Yeah, unfortunately, I won't be here on Monday. Of course, somebody has to drive the Royals around. Oh, gee, I gave it away. All right then, mate. I'll talk to you the week after next.
Okay.